For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Give me five punches.
Jan Satcher is working on her boxing skills at a Columbia gymnasium. She says it's good for her.
I think I have a little more stamina, and I'm hoping it's helping with my balance.
But what the exercises are really good for is helping to keep at bay her Parkinson's disease.
There's so many things when you have Parkinson's that you don't realize that you're not able to do as well as you used to be able to do it, but slowly it creeps in. I think that it's helping me.
Satcher is doing rock steady boxing, which was created by an Indiana lawyer who was diagnosed with Parkinson's. He found that forced intense exercise delayed the effects of the disease. Several South Carolina gyms now offer the non-contact program, and Elise Matthews of Core Wellness said it's very popular with the Parkinson's patients doing rock steady boxing at her gym.
It's very empowering. It gives you a focus to direct some of your frustrations with the disease. So you come in here and you hit really hard on the bags and you get some of the frustration out, but at the same time, you're also doing some great things for the inside of your body to help manage the effects of the disease.
David Rispress of Nine Rounds Gym said boxing slows the symptoms of Parkinson's for his participants.
They become more functional. Like, say for instance, you may have somebody that maybe had problems moving. Now, after they start exercising, stretching more, they have more mobility. So they're able to function and be able to do things that they couldn't do before. Say for instance, they may be able to play with their grandchildren when they couldn't do that before.
Rispress points to Jim Jet Whittle as an example.
When he first came here, he could barely make it to round five. As he comes through here now, he goes through all the rounds and he's more functional. They say that what rock steady boxing does is it delays the onset of Parkinson's. It also creates balance because a lot of the elements that are used in boxing are the same elements that are needed for Parkinson's.
Whittle himself said he loves what the program's exercises have done for him.
It's definitely improved my wind, my breathing. I don't really know how to judge whether it slowed down or stopped the progression of my Parkinson's. I can't judge that, but I feel like it will work. And my blood pressure has dropped.
Matthews listed some of the changes she's seen in patients who do rock steady boxing.
Some of the examples are individuals who used to come in with walkers now don't use their walkers anymore. We've seen people who came in and they would need help standing up out of a chair. Now they can get out of the chair all by themselves. So it's been really neat to see the increases in ability as well as confidence in these boxers.
Satcher said the exercises are fun and also help get her frustrations out.
David one day said, "You must be mad at me because I was punching the devil out of that pad that he was holding." And it was actually, I was thinking of my ex who got a girlfriend. And I'm like, take that.
Elizabeth Jones has learned a lesson through boxing to pass to fellow Parkinson's patients.
Keep moving. Don't give in to not being able to do something. Do it no matter how minute or aggressive it may be. Once you give in to that sedentary lifestyle, it's hard to get it back. Just keep moving.
That's advice that Satcher also has learned and plans to live by.
It's going to keep me normal. I'm not going to give in to Parkinson's. I'm going to fight it with everything I have.
1, 2, 3, rock steady!
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.